This is the Living Memory Project on Interlochen Public Radio. It is Monday, July 20th, and this week in 1928 was the first cherry festival held in the month of July. Before that, a festival known as the Blessing of the Blossoms was held in the month of May. Brooks Vanderbush is author of the book, The National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Blessing of the Blossoms.
People were celebrating the fact that the cherry blossoms were in bloom. They were having some picnics on competitions. Like I said, picnics on the lawn, et cetera, et cetera. It was just a normal little community festival.
Local rectors and priests would go out and bless the crops for the coming season. There was even a two-story tower built briefly for the event off of Center Road so they could bless all the blossoms on Old Mission Peninsula at once. After 2 years, the festival switched to its new time slot in July. At the time of the switch, the festival was run by J.P. Smith, the editor of the Record Eagle. He reasoned that more families could come and visit when school was out for the summer holiday.
Getting people up here, building Traverse City, making this a place that's a destination and a place that people can, the locals and their businesses can survive in and his newspaper can survive in year-round was a really big part of it. Having said all that, it was also a very big part to make sure that the farmers were surviving as well.
Over the years, the festival has moved from late July into early July, so it is now held before Michigan cherries are in season. But Vanderbush says that the local farmers don't mind.
The only complaint that you really hear, and it was just an offhanded complaint that some of them would even chuckle with it too, is like, you know, I kind of wish it was a little later so that my crop could be involved with it. But then, on the other hand, they would be incredibly busy as well, harvesting that crop, and some of them did mention that.
After nearly 9 decades, it is no longer just a local community get-together. This year's festival attracted hundreds of thousands of visitors from all over the globe to come and celebrate the delicious fruit. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Maggie DeVries. Thank you.